The psalm for this morning is Psalm 31, and we're going to look at verse 3. And I decided to make this interactive between you. So I'm going to read it and listen carefully, because then you're going to do something. The psalm says, "For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me." What a prayer. A prayer that God would want to hear. We declare, the psalmist declares who God is, what he can do, and then God asks him to manifest that in his life by leading him and guiding him. So, let's consider. God is our rock. Has God ever been your rock?
Yes.
Is he? Okay, this is the assignment. Turn to one or two people next to you and just share briefly. You don't have to go into a lot of detail. Just share briefly when God has been your rock. This is going to prepare you for worship this morning, okay? So just share when God has been a rock to you. I'm gonna make everybody do this. Dean, find somebody. Hey, choir, you can do it too. You can all do it too. Okay, it's quieting down a little, but I'm excited to see you all have something to say about God has been your rock at some time, and our fortress, our shield, our fortress. Then our prayer is, oh God, please, with that knowledge, with the knowledge that we know you've led us, please continue to lead us. And oh God, as the days grow shorter, as the time grows shorter, as we get closer to his second coming, every day we get that much closer to it. God, lead me and guide me and keep me in the way. Help me keep my heart fixed on you and my walk fixed on you and walking straight with you, Lord. There are so many distractions. Oh God, help us, keep us. So let's stand and let's say it from the Message. It says it a little bit differently. And then we are going to worship him this morning. You are my cave to hide in, my cliff to climb. Be my safe leader. Be my true mountain guide. And now we're going to sing a song that I've been hearing at home for the last 24 hours. He sung it over and over and over, and I love it because after what I've said, then all the people say, amen. And we're going to sing that phrase over and over and over, and all the people say,
amen.
Let's go for it, Pastor Kemp.